Hi, I'm Tammy Greenberg, Senior Vice President for Business Development at the REV. Welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Our latest podcast series comes to you from the 2023 ANA Masters of Marketing Conference, where chief marketing officers, brand stewards, ad directors, research providers, ad tech, and media professionals all come together with a laser focus on growth. The conference showcased creative thinking, strategies, and best practices that leading brands have implemented to drive growth by meeting and exceeding their consumers' needs. REV had the opportunity to chat with many attendees about their businesses, their marketing goals, the issues that they're most focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. In episode number 8 of Radio on Main Street at the ANA Masters of Marketing, Erica Farber, President and CEO of the REV, speaks with Monica Saxena, Executive Vice President of Marketing for Longhorn Steakhouse. A hugely successful brand with almost 600 locations across the country, the challenge for Longhorn is how to build on a vast amount of consumer love for the brand in both its mature markets as well as new ones to continuously expand its customer base.
So here we are. We just took another break at the Masters of Marketing and with 2,300 of our closest friends. How's the conference going for you so far?
Fantastic. This is day 3 for me and I'm having a tremendous time.
Well,
yes, I'm also one of the delegates on the CMO Growth Council, so
fantastic.
I've been here since Monday.
Talk a little bit about the CMO Growth Council.
I think it's an incredible forum because it allows marketing leaders to really connect and talk about some of the issues and opportunities that face all of us as marketing leaders. So it's just been tremendous. This is only my second year being involved with them. Enjoying it tremendously.
It's a challenge being a CMO these days.
Yes, for sure.
It's always been a challenge, but my gosh, there's such turnover. The pressure must be enormous in your role.
There is definitely a pressure associated with it, but I think it's also a privilege, right? As marketers, as leaders, we get to shape the stories and the narratives for the brands that we're a part of, that we love, and introduce them to a lot of people. So, yes, there's pressure, but I like to think of it more as a privilege.
Well, you represent a tremendous brand, very well known.
Thank you.
Can you share some of your goals and focus this year?
Yes. So like you said, fortunate to lead an incredible marketing team for Longhorn Steakhouse. The brand's been around for 42 years. It started in Atlanta as one man's dream. And today we're a $2.6 billion brand with almost 600 locations across the country.
Wow.
I think one of the biggest challenges for us as a marketing team is thinking about how do we grow what I think of as almost like an iconic regional brand into a beloved national brand. You know, so people love us in markets, in our heritage markets where we've been around for so long. But there's a lot of markets still for us that we've only been in for a couple of years. And so how do, as marketers, we quickly build the love for the brand that exists everywhere else?
So it sounds like you're a growth company.
Absolutely.
That's terrific. And what are some of the ways that you're looking at to help grow those local bases?
It's a great question, right? So as a brand marketer, it always comes back to the brand, right? And a brand only exists for its consumers and our guests. And so it really is, ours is a frequency strategy in the markets where we've been around for a while. I think the pandemic introduced us to a lot of new people. And I think for us, the goal is how do we build that frequency with those new people who were introduced to us and in the new markets, right? People that have just gotten to know us. So
obviously we represent audio and more specifically radio. From your perspective, how do you view audio in the media space today?
I think audio is a really exciting opportunity. I think before, maybe a few years ago, people thought of it only in a traditional sense, right? Mm-hmm. But if you think about technology today and how people are interacting with different platforms, how the younger generation I think audio voices is a really cool space. And radio, too, I think has evolved a lot over the space. We don't do a lot, personally, from brand standpoint with radio, but we have in the past, and it's always worked well for us.
Is there something that we could do a better job to have for your consideration to include more radio or broadcast within your marketing plans?
I think that's a good question. If I think about one of our focuses, it's around personalizing the experience and using data to do that. And I think if you think about the strategy specifically for Longhorn being frequency focused, I think if there was an ability to pair the broad reach that radio provides with some kind of data that allows us to personalize the content to make it more relevant, I think it would work a lot harder.
That's a good challenge for us. and you talk about the importance of data and analysis with your guests. You have a really strong connection, and are you able to glean information directly from your guests?
Yes. I think like a lot of organizations, we're pretty fortunate to have a tremendous first-party data, and we're always looking at the data to better and understand our guests and create experiences that better meet their needs. So yes, we definitely did a lot before the pandemic, and I think the pandemic forced all organizations, all marketers, to think a little bit deeper about that.
So what keeps you up at night?
Oh, gosh, I think as the, from a brand standpoint, I would say not a lot. I feel, again, fortunate to be leading a brand that's doing tremendously well. And I think it's our responsibility to make sure that we leave our brand stronger than we found them. So I think as the lead marketing person in the organization, that's really what keeps me up. Are we doing enough to make sure we're setting the brand up for success so that's around for another 42 years or longer?
Well, it sounds like you're on an incredible fast track. I have no doubt you're going to keep exceeding those goals.
Thank you.
So if you look at the future, is there something that you're most excited about from a marketing standpoint that that you're embracing or want to embrace?
Yeah, I think that where we are today right now, the forum is a perfect opportunity to think about some of the things that we should do as a marketing community. I love the ANA's focus around force for good and force for growth. And, you know, I think if you think at the highest level, brands exist to fulfill needs in our guests, our customers' lives. And I think in that sense, we need to continuously think about how we could be more purpose-driven, right, in terms of delivering the solutions and drive wins for all of our stakeholders. You know, the business, the community, the guests.
I love when you refer to your customers. I love the way you refer to them as guests.
They are. They come and celebrate a multitude of occasions with us when they come in. And, you know, it's we talk about the Longhorn brand promise is about giving real people something really special. We talk about treating Tuesday like a Saturday, and inherent in that is that idea of an everyday occasion can be really special. You don't have to be celebrating an anniversary for it to be meaningful. And again, we feel fortunate that we get to serve 100 million people every year.
And dining out is such a personal experience, as you share. AI is certainly the topic here. Everyone's talking about it. How do you see AI affecting your business?
I think it's going to affect all of our businesses, right? I wish we all knew exactly where it was going.
Well, I was hoping you were going to tell me.
I'll have to get back to you on that one. But no, I think, we're talking about the responsibility that we have in using it as a force for good. I think there is tremendous potential for AI to make our lives easier or to make our lives better. But it does come down to how we apply it and how we think about it. So, you know, we had some great discussions even yesterday as a growth council around what more we could be doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I still hope I'm not going to go into a restaurant and see robots serving us. 100%.
I'm right there with you.
I still love that connection with a live person. I think
you will not. Yes, I think Darden Restaurants has been pretty clear about, you know, the human connection, and
yes,
to your point, that's a difference maker. as you think about a dining out occasion, and we're definitely committed to keeping that.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. We have a campaign where we talk about that radio matters and radio works. Can you share or finish the sentence, radio matters because?
Because it delivers relevant content to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And radio works because?
Delivers relevant content to a lot of people.
I like that. I like that very much. Well, thank you so much for stopping by Radio on Main Street. And right now I'm hungry. I really wish
time
I could
for
go
a break.
It's time to go into a Longhorn.
There we go. Anytime you want a delicious steak, we're ready.
And when you think about, you talk about being a growth company, are you rolling out new locations in 2024?
Yes, we are. We have 14 new Longhorns that are opening across the country
this
year.
That's a lot.
And yes.
That's a lot. Well, continued good success.
Thank you so much.
It was great to meet you.
Great to meet you too.
Thank you.
A frequency-focused strategy with personalized messaging to increase relevance for Longhorn guests and prospects is proven to be successful for the brand. Much like radio, Longhorn Steakhouse is fortunate to serve 100 million people every year and is driven by being a force for good in their guests' lives and a force for growth for the brand and the communities that it serves. Monica reminds us that despite the technological advancements that are driven by AI that make lives easier and processes faster, human connection will never go away. Our businesses thrive because of service that's delivered with humanity and purpose at its core.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.